Last week, I met with a colleague of mine who owns a Richmond-based face-to-face networking organization, and he was sharing with me some of his growth strategies for 2016, how many more groups he wanted to add, key folks he wanted to partner with, and some operational changes he was going to make throughout the year. All of this was really great stuff. Our conversation took a very dramatic shift when we started discussing his plans for future growth. It occurred when I asked him to give a guess as to the average age of his current members. He took a shot in the dark and said probably an age range of anywhere between late 30s to mid 50s, maybe a little bit north of that. An average age of somewhere between 40 and 45. Interesting, I thought. And then he immediately asked, so why are you asking? And basically, I shared with him, it affirmed my three assumptions to this industry. First, my perception was most of his current members were either boomers or Xers. And for those that need a refresher, boomers were born between the years of 1946 and 1964, and Xers were born between the years of 1965 and 1979. This flowed nicely into my second assumption, which was boomers and Xers prefer mostly to do face-to-face networking. So the fact that the majority, if not all, of the members were made up of that age group, boomers and Xers, made complete sense. And then for my last assumption, there's probably virtually no interest from millennials. Now, when Will and I did a live workshop last year called Facing the Millennial Tsunami, it was revealed millennials actually do a lot of networking. It's just different. And they do it on a much larger scale via social media and other technologies. The noticeable absence of millennials at traditional networking scenes like the Chamber and other formal networking groups, it's pretty commonplace now. And this is due to the low value millennials place on face-to-face networking, at least in their minds. I do want to point out, it's not that you will never see a millennial at a live networking event, but for the most part, you're not going to see many. It's because they feel it's too slow and not as effective as leveraging everything out there that can be found online. Now, I'm not here to discredit face-to-face networking. I'm a huge fan of it and use it all the time. I'm here to use it to point something else out. Millennials are changing the face of business. And just like a tsunami, on the surface, you might not see much going on, but it's really huge. And when it hits, it changes everything. And this isn't something that's going to happen. It's happening right now. Now, depending on your sources, Harvard Business School, CEB Global, Forbes, in 2015, 23% of the workforce was made up of millennials. And by 2020, that's in just 4 years, by the way, a full 50% of the workforce is going to be made up of millennials. Now, the challenge is not, oh my gosh, they're here, now what? Most people get that. The challenge is getting over the pecking order mindset. This is the belief that millennials are indeed entering the workforce at an increased rate, but only in frontline positions. And they won't have access to truly influential roles in the company for many years down the road. Well, this simply isn't the case. Let me explain why. 10 to 12,000 boomers are leaving the workforce every day. Gen Xers make up the smallest sliver of the demographic. They're tiny. And behind the Gen Xers is this huge wave of millennials, remember 50% within 4 years, that are going to be making up the workforce. So what does that mean? Well, people that are in leadership and decision-making positions are leaving organizations, and Xers aren't able to fill all those seats that are available. So in fact, a lot of millennials are leapfrogging Xers and getting right into those key positions. Well, that kind of changes everything. And what I mean by that is, in just a handful of years, they're the ones in the driver's seat, and they're going to be making all of the new rules. With regards to how businesses grow, how they're led, and even how business is conducted. So in light of all this, my question is, when 50% of the workforce is made up of millennials in frontline and decision-making positions in various organizations, how is your organization changing its product and how it sells to stay competitive in this new environment. And I give you three things to think about. How is your business currently affected by millennials? How will it be effective in just 4 years? And what are you doing to embrace and capitalize on this change? And I ask these three very questions to key people in various industries just to see what they'd say, ranging from health and wellness to local government to recruiting to small business to medical to education. The answers were quite interesting, ranging from, I'm not quite sure what we're doing, but we need to get on the stick, to really sharing with me some cool, innovative, collaborative, more socially minded practices that act as a huge millennial magnet. What's interesting is everyone I interviewed both saw gaps and opportunities they had never considered. There are reams and reams and reams of resources out there on this topic, especially on leading and managing the new millennial workforce. However, there are far fewer resources on selling to this specific demographic, and even fewer than those on how to effectively recruit and lead a millennial sales team. Now, if you'd like to learn a little bit more about that specific topic, Will and I are finishing up our three-part audio series entitled The Business Disruptor Series. And this is part one, Surfing the Millennial Tsunami, which is solely dedicated to this specific topic. Be on the look for that release in the next 30 days. Thanks, and I hope this was helpful.